Welcome to Dolly Shares, a show where Dolly Howard shares her experiences, thoughts, and emotions as only Dolly can. This is a pre-recorded presentation. Welcome to Dolly Shares, a show where Dolly Howard shares her experiences, thoughts, and emotions as only Dolly can. This is a pre-recorded presentation. This is the Dolly Shares July 1st, 2020 episode. The very first part of the tape got clipped.
Oh, yeah. I was watching TV and on Fox. I think I was watching Fox. It's either Fox or OAN. I'm pretty sure it was Fox. I saw a couple ladies talking to a city council. And I'm going to give you a brief synopsis on what they were saying. Let me see. They were talking to the council about coronavirus and masks. And both of them were saying, "Are you doctors?" And they were pointing their fingers at every one of the council members. "Are you a doctor? Are you a doctor? Are you a doctor?" And then they said, "Who do you think you are that you can tell me I have to wear a mask which will inhibit my ability to breathe properly? And why do you think you can get away with that? None of you are doctors." And they said, "Are you going to take responsibility for my death trying to force me to wear a mask when I shouldn't?" I thought, those women are really superheroes in Dolly World. So bless them. I really appreciate that they had the strength and the fortitude and the guts to go face those beings on their city council trying to tell us, "You have to wear a mask." Well, who are you to think you can tell me that? So, moving right along, I just wanted to share that with y'all. So, actually, okay, Dave's with me right now, and so's the posse. They're telling me to tell you. People out there that are listening to this, y'all, you can do the same thing. You can go to your council and say the same things to them. "Are you doctors? Are you my doctor? What do you think gives you the right to tell me I have to wear a mask that inhibits my breathing? Are you going to be responsible for my death because of this? Because I might have a health issue and a mask will kill me." Oh, that's another thing they said. "The mask could kill me. You can take responsibility?" So you can do the same thing if you want to. If you are led in that direction, that would be wonderful. Let me see what's next. Dave says they would be very proud of you. But there's other ways you can do that. You can fight for that too, and they'll be very proud of you for doing that. Oh yes, I saw that the deep state's pushing a bill through, trying to push a bill through the Congress, attempting to, to make D.C., Washington, D.C., a state. They really want that to go through, especially since Trump called out the National Guard so that the terrorists couldn't tear down that statue across from the House. No, from the White House. And if that bill would get passed, the reason they want it is it inhibits Trump's ability to call in the National Guard in times of need for them to protect D.C. people and monuments and buildings, like they defaced that church. Such frickin' assholes. They don't even qualify as assholes. That would be complimenting them. They're just, actually, they're hired terrorists. That's what they are. They have been trained, and their main goal is to cause destruction, to cause harm, even death, if that can happen. They would love that. These people have been trained and they're paid to incite other people who wouldn't even think of being mean like that and destroying. They want to burn down the world, the cities, wherever they are. They want to burn it down. That reminds me, I did see a guy from that BM place. The Black Matters count that place. And he was one of the supposedly one of the main people in that Black Matters whatever that organization is. He was on TV being interviewed, and he even said on TV, now this is not a direct quote because I can't remember exact words, but this is what he said, meant. If you don't give us what we want, we're going to burn the cities down. Right there, on TV. And they've played it over several times in case you haven't heard it. If you're listening to the fake news, you probably won't even see that the interview was done. If you watch Fox or OAN or that news station I found, Newsmax, you'll probably see it there and they'll probably discuss it some more. He just came right out and said it. So we have said, Nancy and our guests and me, we have said the deep state, the bad people, the evil beings who reside on Earth have to tell us ahead of time what they're going to do to us. Well, when he said that, that's a thought that came into my head was, oh my gosh, they truly are going to try to burn down the cities. But then Trump came out with that, I don't know what it's called, decree or act, or I don't know what it's called officially. But he said, for those who destroy monuments, you will be arrested and you'll spend 10 years in jail. That'll give them time to think about where their thoughts go. Do they want to hurt people, or do they maybe want to live in comfort and not hurt people, tear up things? So, and that's another thing I saw today was since that came out on Friday, there have been no terrorists trying to tear down monuments. I saw that on the news today. Isn't that wonderful? I wish he would have done that how long ago when they started it. But his hands are tied as to what he can do. And they're trying to tie him even more by making D.C. a state, so he has no ability to help people. They're really getting scared. They want him dead, we know that. I had to get a drink. So they're trying to come up with everything they can to hamper him. It's getting more violent all the time because they're getting more afraid all the time because they're seeing people being arrested and taken out. Speaking of that, I have noticed in the last week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, Biden has been replaced. He is no more in public. He's been replaced with clones or double, I don't know for sure what. Look at his eyes. The eyes tell. The eyes tell, you guys. The eyes are not black holes anymore when you look at him. His hairs are sleeker because they were kind of wiry, especially in the back, on the bottom neckline. He doesn't stumble around when he walks and need help. He can put one foot in front of the other now. He can talk. He puts words together without losing his train of thought. And he's a heck of a lot more articulate now. And his skin is that skin lately of the clones. They haven't quite got the skin down yet. It's slimy looking. And his skin is taut now. He looks younger. You can tell how he looks younger. So Biden has been replaced. You won't be seeing Biden anymore. I know I've heard from different sources that Biden has been taken out permanently. I mean, like, dead. But I don't know that part. I don't have any knowledge on that part that I can say that's true. All I can say is, from my observations, the dude has been replaced. Dave's laughing. He says, well, yeah, he has been. Do you mean that as in he's no longer here on Earth? Yes. Dave says, yes, he's not here anymore. Dave is saying he's not there anymore, which means he's not here anymore. Really interesting. And he's saying, now, Dolly, this could mean he's in a coma. And he's been removed from his body, but his body could be in a coma. He can't tell me for sure on this. I don't know why. I don't know why everything has to be a secret. He's laughing. He says, there are some things in this lifetime that people are not going to know, not entitled to know. Okay. What now? Okay, we're going to do this one now. What about changing bases' names? In my humble opinion, it's absolutely frickin' ridiculous. I do not agree with attempting to wipe out all our history. All our current stuff, which will become history. How can we possibly learn anything from our history, from what was done already in the past, if we don't know what was done or who did it? How are we going to know that past so that we can not do the same mistakes that were done, so that we can do our best to improve on the things we did that weren't so right, so that maybe we can learn to communicate better than we have been communicating or did communicate in the past? If we don't know what was done, how can we correct it? By our actions today that will affect tomorrow. It just befuddles me. I just want to go around screaming WTF. But that's all the whole words, not the initials. I just want to walk around my bedroom saying that till I get it out of my system. But Dave and the posse, they're showing me that they got ropes put around me like you lasso a cow or whatever, you lasso a horse or whatever. And they're lassoing me and putting me back in bed and taking the lassos off. They say, you don't need to be doing that. Just relax. Chill your butt out. So, I'm trying. You know I'm trying. Yes, they know. They know. And they're saying to y'all, please don't get yourself worked up into a state that's only going to harm yourselves in your mind and physically. You could get out of control physically and hurt yourself. Don't get that far. Take some deep breaths, let them out, and when you're letting them out, let out the frustration and the anger, and know that it's all gonna be okay. The white hats are doing good. Just remember, send them some good energies. For those who pray, pray. Pray, pray, pray. For those who meditate, meditate on the goodness. Do good, send out good thoughts. Do good deeds and good actions. Is that it on that? Okay. Moving right along to Andale's news. Well, okay. This is the news. Today's report on the news from Dave the Posse and Dolly. Now they're happy. I wish y'all could see and hear what I do. Okay, also, they're trying to change the Confederate flag. That is being proposed now. Taking away more of our history and reasons for people to be proud of their country, their counties, their cities, their towns, their villages, their crossroads, of their forefathers, and to be proud of themselves and what they have done to try to help others. The deep state wants us corralled and kept meek, feeling bad about ourselves and what we've done, and to feel that we need to erase our thoughts about our forefathers. No, you can't think about them. They're no good. They're pieces of poopy. we should just clean them out of the corral. No thoughts on them. That gives them, if we forget all that stuff and make all these changes, really, how are we going to learn by our mistakes if we don't even know? Okay, all right, I'm off of that. That makes me feel bad. Because I want people to be able to feel proud of their deeds, what they've done to try to help, and of their forefathers. Everybody's. I don't give a poop what race it is. I don't look at races. I look at people. Not what color their covering is. Our bodies are just a covering for our souls. Oh, they're all excited about this one. What else you want me to say about that? More people need to wake up and look at souls, not the covering for the soul. It doesn't matter what covering you have or what condition the covering is in. It's the soul that it's trying to protect, and it's the soul that we should be communicating with. Because we communicated with each other before we came, and we didn't have bodies. We didn't have bodies like we have now. But we communicated well with each other before. Okay, so racism can be removed. It can be. They're showing me if we work on it now, our children's children can be race-free. They won't know what is racism. If we work on it now, they won't know what is racism. But it takes work. Because there's going to be those old diehards that use the N-word, that call the white people whitey and cracker, and I don't know what else they call us. I don't even care. I never cared. It's just a label that they think they want to insult people with. Just a mechanism to try to hurt people. Calling them mean things. Words that have a mean definition. Actually, if no one had ever heard the mean definition of the N-word and whitey and cracker, they would mean a cracker that is like a sodium cracker you eat. Whitey is like, it's white. It's a color. It doesn't mean a nasty word. Like, and the N-word would not be a nasty word if the people had never started putting a nasty meaning to it. Okay, they say that's enough on that. No. They're trying to get rid of AG Bar. You might have noticed that recently. They really want to get rid of AG Bar. He is going after him. He's got a lot of the plants, the hired ones, and he's got a lot of other ones that they don't want him to have. I'm hearing like Biden and even his son. Okay. They're getting people. You just aren't seeing it. No, I'm not. I did see it on TV today that they arrested some of the monument terrorists. I was happy about that. And they've got warrants out for a lot of them. Yes, and Trump did say they've arrested hundreds, so they're working on it, and that is even scaring the deep state more because actions are being put where the words were. I bet there's a lot of messy pants in Washington and wherever politicians are, and the bad people. So we talked about the 10 years in prison, tearing down a monument. Okay, so we talked about them being arrested. They want me to reiterate. These people, these terrorists, are trained people, hired people. I'm trying to think. Guerrillas, like the hired guerrillas. These are highly paid. Some of them aren't so highly paid, but they're into it for the how it makes them feel to be mean and hurt people and rile people up. Not all the people that we see in the terrorist riots are truly bad in their heart and their souls. They're misled people. So don't hate them all. Just pay more attention. When you're really mad at somebody you see on TV, pay attention to how they act. Are they acting like what they're knowing they're doing? Can you see them inciting other people? Come on, let's do this. Let's beat the shit out of this guy with our bats. Let's shoot this place up. Let's break these windows. They're inciting people as well as doing the terrorist acts themselves. So please be tolerant of those that you can tell are just weak people, weak-minded people who are led to do naughty things. So it's not all the people you see that are the terrorists. There's a lot of sheep in there, misguided, ignorant people who can be swayed easily. Ignorant, I mean, they're not educated in what's happening to them. That's what I mean by ignorant. Okay, is that all on that, Dave? Very good, they're happy. Now, canceling Live PD. And the other show that Sean had, Sticks, had, I can't think of the name of it. It was Live PD, but he had another name after that. But anyway, did you see how fast that got canceled? They were thinking this one, because it's the number one show, that popular, that it would go on. And then the next time we saw, oh, come on, Dolly. I can't think of his name, Dave. Dave's trying to give it to me, but I can't get it. I'm not good with names. He says, relax, you'll think of it later. He heard that it was being canceled, and he went into shock. He was being interviewed, and he went into shock, too. My theory on that, and Dave backs me, they do not want us, they being deep state, Satanists, all that, you know, those beings, they do not want us to see good police. They don't want us to see the good relationships that police have with people. They don't want us to see how most police are good and they do their best to not hurt the people. They beg them, don't run. Please, don't run. They go into burning buildings, like with the firemen, because the firemen aren't there as soon as the police are sometimes, so the police go running into burning buildings and save people's lives and animals' lives. The police... Ooh, I wonder what that boom was. Sounded like a... something blew up. The police are in danger 24/7. Once they become a policeman, they're in danger. Because there's people out there who don't like them. You know this. They want to be bad people, and they don't want anybody telling them, no, you really should be a good person. So the police's lives and their families' lives are in danger from the moment they graduate the academy. Maybe even before, I don't know. But every day they leave their house, even when they're in their house, the people will shoot through their walls and stuff to try to hurt them. And police are always, their lives are always in danger. And they don't get paid enough money for their lives and their families' lives to be in danger like that. Good grief. And so now they're saying defund the police and get rid of them altogether. What city is it? Is it Seattle where they're going to... It sounds absolutely insane to me. They're going to get rid of all the police. No police. Forget about defunding them. They're just firing their butts. And they're bringing in hired protectors, I think they said. I can't wait to see how this comes out. I'm asking you, God, to please protect the innocent people. Please, in that situation. Okay. Thank you, God. Whenever you see a policeman and you can talk to a policeman, or you can even, as you're passing, give them the thumbs up and smile big. Of course, you have to take the mask off your face that you wear in the car with nobody else because the car might give you the COVID. So insane. What have we come to these days? Did you see how fast they shut the country down? Oh, we're declaring you have to stay in your houses and you have to wear a mask. And did you see how fast that happened? And how long it's taking people to wake up and see it and say, oh no, I'm done. No more of this crap. And that Fauci dude is trying to prepare to have another outbreak of the COVID. It's coming. It's coming. You're going to have to be locked down again. They keep saying that he's under arrest, but yet they let him talk. And Burks and Redfield, I think the other guy, and that Haas guy. I don't understand it. I know there has to be a good reason. Oh, wait. Dave says it's because of what you know, Dolly. It's because these bad people need to be in public eye so that they can, so that the people, the sleepers, those who don't want to see it, those who don't want to admit the stuff going on, will be able to see it by having it in their face. Have it in their face. Like Fauci, he says one thing, and then he turns around and he says another thing. And then he goes back to the first thing, and then he goes back to a different thing. Never sticks to what he says. Always changing, lying, lie, 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 lie. That's why he's being allowed in the public. He wants... Trump and the White Hats want him to show himself, his true self. I don't like it. He says it doesn't matter if I like it or not. But back to the police. Please, if you see police peoples, because there's men and women, please, and dogs, I wouldn't advise that you go up and try to pet a police dog. I would advise you ask the police person if it's allowable, because a dog might just tear your arm off. They're trained, you know. The dogs are. So, please, give them accolades rather than spitting on them and pouring things on them and throwing things at them. And please don't do that stuff. Give them thumbs up if you can't talk with them. Smile. Pull your friggin' mask off if you're wearing one and let them see your smile. And mouth, thank you. You can do that. But if you can get to them in person, tell them how much you appreciate what they're doing for everyone. That you appreciate their bravery. And that they put their lives and their families' lives on the line for us. Tell them how much you appreciate them. Please. They need the good stuff. The good words. They need it. Desperately. That reminds me. The police were so good to us in Venice. We were going through hell with Dalton growing up. Story, end of story on Dalton. Not the end, but the where he is now. He's doing wonderful. Oh my gosh. He's doing fantastic, y'all. He's even friends with the police force now. He goes out to the gun rifle where they practice shooting range. He goes out there and he even is instructing some people out there. And the police know him in a better light now. They used to be at our house all the time. We had forms that we had filled out for when they came in, because they had to have a form when they left. Yeah, I hope none of you have to go through that. It was all drug related. So now he's doing really good, but the police, we appreciated them so much for their caring for us, that we baked a whole bunch of cookies, baked fresh cookies, packaged them up in the big things you put turkeys in, aluminum things, and we took those to the police force, and we were talking to the lady at the front desk, and We asked her, can we give these to the police in our appreciation for all they've done for us? And she came out around the glass thing and sat down and talked with us. Oh my gosh, it was wonderful. I got goosebumps all over. We talked with her and talked with her, and she talked with us and about her life too. And she took the cookies. She says, oh yeah, I know they're okay from you girls. And so we showed our appreciation by doing that. It was just like a block away from us, the police department. So anyway, you can show your appreciation by maybe call ahead and say, I'd like to do my appreciation, bake some cookies, whatever you want to bake for them, and bring it to y'all. Is it okay? And because they might be under orders where they can't, in case they'd be poisoned by whoever's bringing it. You got to check these things out, you know. So, okay. There's appreciation for the police. Did I do okay, y'all? Excellent. They like it. Excellent. I want to mention manifestations. Oh, my gosh, y'all. Manifesting is happening so fast now. I think about something, and I go to discuss it with Annette. What do you think if we get a new refrigerator? We needed a new refrigerator, so we got a new refrigerator last week. And, but Annette, I was thinking, I gotta get one now. I gotta stop procrastinating. And Annette walks in my door and says, Mom, you don't like that refrigerator so much and it's breaking. Why don't you just get a new one? That day, within a couple hours, we had bought a new refrigerator. And it was delivered within 2 days. And installed, because the install person called and said, we have to answer 3 questions about COVID, but we couldn't answer them because a lady hadn't submitted the paperwork for us to have it installed, and we couldn't have it installed. They were just going to leave it out on the sidewalk in front of the house. What the heck? And so we were pretty upset, and that spent well over an hour trying to talk with people to see what is going on. What do we have to do? We already signed paperwork to have this stuff done. So anyway, I talked with the angels most of the night, and I realized I only had to say it once, for crying out loud, asked for their help. And I went to God with it. But anyway, the day they delivered the fridge, they brought it from the truck, and they just knocked on the door and they brought it in. Oh, first they took it out. The old one, they took it out. And that was another thing. We were going to have another truck come and pick the old one up from Lowe's, because they hire people to do the delivery and installation. So he came, he took out the old one. He was so nice. I turned around. I had gone out and to get some ice before they came, not realizing they were there. I didn't hear them at the door with the net. And I turned around, and y'all, there was this good-looking, muscular, tall, dark-haired dude standing behind me. Oh, I almost thought I'd died and gone to heaven and it was an angel. He was our angel for the day, and so was his partner. So they took the fridge out, the old one, and then they brought the new one in, and he said, oh, you got a good hose, so I can just go ahead and install this with no problem. Because he says there's some with water hoses that connect to the fridge that are so bad and rotting that he won't do that. They really need to get new stuff to hook up with the fridge. But ours is just fine. So, and he was so pleasant to talk with, and oh my gosh, y'all. But Annette and I, back to the manifesting. We had manifested all this stuff. The bad tried to come in. I asked angels and God for help. We did more manifestation and the help from the angels and stuff, and it all worked out perfectly. Perfectly. In other manifesting, I was thinking, gee, it'd be nice if we had a nice sitting area out in the pool. And I, Annette took it a step further. She ordered curtains for over on the Peeping Tom side where we were putting the furniture, the new patio furniture. And so we saw each other in the kitchen, and because she's working in the guest room that we've turned into an office guest room most of the day, and I'm usually in my bed or in the chair in the living room, and we meet in the kitchen. But anyway, we met in the kitchen one day, and I was saying, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have better patio furniture? And Annette said, I ordered some. You did what? She said, I ordered some. And I ordered curtains, too. And the thing to hang them up. And we had them, it was delivered really fast. And that we were told they will leave them on your front, at your front door. They can't take them around to, they can't put them in the patio. Well, we did some manifestation, and the guys came, and they said, well, we aren't supposed to, but we'll take these out back for you, and we'll take the boxes away. What? Oh, my gosh. So they came out. They weren't the ones that took the boxes away. That was the refrigerator guy. But they brought all the furniture to the back where we're going to set it up. Told Annette how to get it out easy. And of course we tipped them well. Of course we would tip them well, for goodness sake. And they left, and I had to come in the house to get the money. And so they were walking down the driveway before I got the money. So the one guy that was the lagger behind her, I yelled at him, sir, please. And he came up to me and said, what can I do for you? I said, I want to give you guys this. We so much appreciate what you've done. And Annette came running out too, because she wanted to tip him. And the guy, I thought he was going to fall on his knees and worship me. That is how thankful that little guy was. He appreciated that tip so much. I had no idea it would affect that man so deeply. I thank God that we did that. Oh my gosh. He's such a wonderful little guy, and I was so blessed that day. He was so appreciative. I swear he had tears in his eyes, because he turned around real fast after we had talked, and he thanked us over and over. So anyway, manifestation can even bring you blessings. But it's happening fast, y'all. Try it. You'll like it. Enough with the manifestations. Because I think we have had another flux or another shift. I saw one happen. And I felt it as I saw it. And so I know that we've had another flux or shift. I saw it. It's like the... Well, Sagey was walking by and cats put their paw out and flick it sometimes. They just flick their paws. She had flicked her paw and it went her whole body and everything around her. Did a flicker type movement. It vibrated. It changed. And it was pretty cool. Because with it, there was more change that came into my life. But before, as we were feeling and realizing the manifestations, we realized we had been changing everything up. We painted in the living room and the dining room, and she's going to paint the hallway on her vacation this week. And we got the new patio furniture. We have a new landscaper guy. $100 a week, and he does everything. Not a week, a month. $100 a month. He trims the trees. He, you know, where they trim along the sidewalks, they trim the grass along there. He does that. He mows, and he has torn out all the weeds everywhere, put down this red, what did they call it, mulch-like thing, planted a couple plants for us, trimmed up our magnolia tree, so the tree was so happy. It got green right away. I mean, really green and beautiful. And it produced flowers on all its limbs that were left. And it's growing up beautiful. And we got the new refrigerator. And we got new pictures in the living room. And we got one with two elephants in a tub, in an old clawfoot tub, that are very colorful, very, very colorful. And on the other one, we have a little like a teddy bear panda type that's sitting with its feet toward us, and it's very colorful. And then we got this lion picture that is beautiful, beautiful colors, magnificent looking lion. Things are changing, physically changing, outside and inside our house. We are changing in our thought process. Financially, oh my gosh, all of a sudden, we're getting money that we didn't even... Like Annette got some checks from the bank. She had refinanced our house because of the good rates. So, and all of a sudden, from the old mortgage company, Chase, she's getting these checks. We are, because it was both of us. And then we got the thing, the stimulus thing. And then... We're just, the money is coming in from places we had no idea. I'm not kidding. It's just enough for a project that we're thinking about. We think about, we manifest this project, and then the money comes in. And I'm sitting here thinking, WTF, this is so exciting. Oh my gosh. And of course we thank God and the angels, and we thank whoever's around. Always remember to thank. So I know that Annette and I have moved into a new place. A new, what do you call it? Dimension? That's the only word I can come up with right now. And it's so much better than we could ever have imagined. And it just seems to get better and better every day. And Dave's given me goosebumps. He says, yes, that's what we're all fighting for. The white hats, Trump. Trump is the front guy. This is angels, spirits that have never been in body form, aliens that we consider to be aliens who come from different planets, the universe. Because as we get better, the Earth gets better, the universe gets better. It's like throwing a stone in the lake and all the ripples go out and out and out and out. So, as we individually get better, people around us absorb our betterness, and 'cause we're more lighthearted. And then from the people, it goes to animals, the trees, the grass, the environment soaks up the goodness, and it just goes out and out into the universe. And so, be happy, y'all. Look at the good. Fight the bad. Oh, hold on. Annette, what happened? Whew, she spilled a whole thing of water. And it made such a noise. I was afraid she was laying underneath something heavy. Oh my gosh. And she, of course, shouted. Oh my, she's okay. She's all right. Calm down, Dolly. Okay, let's see. Oh, and Dave says, talking about the universe, our words go across the entire universe. So watch what you say. Because they're going to come back at us threefold. So he says, think and say good things, so you get it back threefold. Don't forget, what you say goes out to the universe. Okay, Dave. I thank you, Dave, for coming in posse. And see, they shared with us the whole thing, and I thought it was going to be, I tell you this, and then they say that. Oh, I loved the way we were communicating the whole show. Now, it's time for me to say, until next time, please be happy and think good thoughts, y'all. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Dolly Shares with Dolly Howard. Thank you for listening.